And tell me what your background in the area of specialty is.
So my background is in education mostly. I've been a lot of different things. I've been a classroom teacher. I've been a digital consultant. I've been a university instructor full time at the College of William and Mary and Valdosta State University. I've done lots of different things inside and outside of education. So, but mostly my bailiwick where I hang out is working with educators. And I have a company called Powerful Learning Practice, and it's a professional learning company. And what we do is we work with educators who are connected around the world.
So we're here to talk about the COVID-19 and how it has impacted schools and how it's impacted teachers and students. And so this conversation hopefully is around remote learning and what are some of the tips that you can share for both the educators who are working from home and trying to support their students and may or may not have all the resources that they need at this point from their school districts, as well as for many parents who are at home trying to support their children online. So let's get right to it.
The best place to start is really to just take a minute. And what I tell both teachers and kids and parents of those children is that this is okay, that this is all new. You know, I have a story that happened the other day that I think will be a great lead into this. And it's, I had a teacher friend who was getting ready to do remote learning, and she had all these kids. And so she's at home and she's nervous because she's not worked at home from home before. So she's doing remote working, which was brand new. And then she's going to be doing teaching online, which was new for her. And so she's doing remote teaching, which was brand new. And then she had four children of her own that she got up in the morning and got them all ready and got them on different computers because they're going to be doing remote learning with each one of their teachers, which was brand new. And so I think, and then also the curriculum, we're expecting them to use all of these amazing resources that are coming like a stream out of a fire hose. And it's thank goodness for all these vendors and these wonderful friends of education that are making all these resources free and amazing. And then you've got all of this new, right? And it's quite overwhelming. And so it's like we are really trying to eat the elephant all at once instead of one bite at a time. And so as she told me of the anxiety she was feeling, I was like, good Lord, let's just relax. You know, you've got a lot on your plate with learning everything new. Let's instead fall back to something that feels more comfortable. So I think in times of crisis and in times of extreme change, which is what we're going through right now, the best thing that we can do, Joe, is to be able to allow people to find a comfort zone, somewhere that they can work within that feels really good and comfortable, because that's where their strengths are going to be. So what I tell teachers is start out maybe with two or three tools, maybe something that you've actually used before. Zoom that we're using right now, or another video or web conferencing software, is a really good alternative because you can bring kids together, you can tell stories, you can read books, you can do something fun, you know? I know a teacher the other day that was really stressing about, what am I gonna do for my first lesson? I just don't know what to do. And they're all gonna log on and how do I do classroom management? How do I keep them all looking at me? And I said, just relax. Instead, why don't you just talk about life? Why don't you just talk about what they've been doing at home? You know, like you do when kids come back to school from the summer break. Right? Why don't you talk about your new haircut that you've got? Or why don't you talk about the things that they've been experiencing? Have they been cooking with their parents in the kitchen? What kinds of things have changed for them? So my first piece of advice about where we start is just to take a deep breath. Yes, there is tons of new coming at you, and it'll be great. Just kind of set it aside for right now. Just kind of move it over. And instead, start with things that are familiar. Start with baby steps. Start building out what you're going to be doing with kids in a very small kind of way. For parents, it's also incredibly stressful. Parents that are educators, you can imagine, they've got a double duty thing, but parents just in and of itself are other caretakers of children. Now all of a sudden you're home and you're trying to supervise things in an online capacity and you don't know very much about computers. Or maybe you're a family that doesn't even have connectivity, or you don't have devices, because one of the things that this remote learning, this school closure has done is it's shown us that there's real inequity when it comes to connectivity and devices. It's also shown us that food, meals, are attached to the public school system for a lot of children. So there's some great uncovering. There's great potential and possibility there that we can work on those problems, right? But for parents, I want you to relax. I want parents to be able to just sit back and take a minute and realize it's okay. It's really okay. If the kids didn't do anything but come home and get to know their parents or get to know their grandparents, who's ever taking care of them, if they chased their passions a little bit, if they cooked or they read, how about if we're reading? How about if we're giving kids stacks of books? Because school is so structured and so fast-paced that we never get any sustained reading going on. What if we're telling stories? What if we're outside and we're exploring science the way scientists do? Or we're writing and journaling and we're exploring that the way a journalist would and using the tools of the journalist? Or what if instead we're really pursuing the interest of the child and we're letting them ask good questions and doing wondering? And they're writing while they're doing that, and they're reading while they're doing that, and they're online and they're creating and they're producing instead of consuming. And we only did that for what? Let's say school closes till the end of the year. So 2 or 3 months in a child's life, one time, I promise you, they're not gonna be damaged. They're gonna come out of it better. So the easiest place to find everything is if you'll go to P as in popcorn, L as in learning, P as in popcorn network, plpnetwork.com, then go /blog. So when you get to plpnetwork.com, that's our website. But if you click on blog, we put a lot up on the blog. So you can get to the remote learning series. You can get to the video-based things that we're doing. You can get to a lot of the stuff that Powerful Learning Practice is doing. You'll be able to access the community from there. plpnetwork.com, come there. You can get lots of resources that'll help you in this time of stress. And that's what we want people to know. We want them to know, especially in the education field in which I work, you're not alone. We're here. We'll hold your hand. We want to sing Kumbaya. We'll help you through this.
Cheryl, thank you so much.
Thank you.